RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In the morning, gotta thank God. Seems kind of hot.
No smog. And mama cooking breakfast with no hog.
All right, we'll start talking now before this next line.
Yeah.
It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, there is your 430 90s.
I gotta go, gotta got me a drop top. Come on, man, Ice Cube. Very underrated rapper.
Oh, very underrated.
Well, love Ice Cube.
He had a great peak, and then the movie started happening.
Yeah.
But you have Death Certificate and the Predator.
Yes.
And, of course, he was in N.W.A.
Kill It Will.
Yeah, and then.
Did he do Kill It Will? He did Kill It Will, right?
Kill It Will.
Wasn't there an album called Kill It Will? I think so. I could be wrong. I usually am.
Okay.
But I don't know. Then he had the Lynch Mob.
Lynch Mob was great.
That was a group. Yep.
Lynch Mob was great.
He basically put West Coast gangster rap on the map.
And
then he wrote all of N.W.A.'s lyrics.
Yeah, and Kill At Will, yes.
Kill At Will.
Ah, see?
Yeah. Yes. When was Kill At Will?
It looks like 1990.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was before, just trying to figure out when everything happened. That's before Death Certificate, and it's before.
That might have been the one after Death Certificate.
It was released soon after America's Most Wanted.
Also, it was before Death Certificate.
There you go. All right. There it is.
America's Most Wanted.
There is your Ice Cube moment.
That's right. I loved 90s. Him in Are We There Yet.
Have you seen Friday yet?
I have seen Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going through the phase where I had to watch all those movies to make sure I was up to date.
Oh, what movies?
Well, you know. I was getting
all the black movies.
I was getting accused of not watching it.
Yeah, we all hear him.
Yeah, the delegation was on me.
Yeah, we were on him.
Yeah.
So you do realize next Friday at the Next is a
Christmas movie?
There you go.
There it is. Yeah.
More than Die Hard?
I think more than Die Hard, for sure. Somebody sent us a video or somebody asked Reginald Vell Johnson if Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and he said it was. He said it was. We will get back to the Eagles, but we do have a very important baseball update from our guy over here. Let's get to it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
First off, the most important thing.
Yeah.
Well, second most important thing. We'll get to the shirt. Bryce also did join Team USA.
Yeah.
As the first baseman. That was announced last week while we were off.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
True patriot.
And I saw Pete Alonso was begging Mark DeRosa on foul territory to call him.
Nope.
And Bryce said, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Pete's like, oh, it'd be cool if you called, Mark, please.
So
Really?
Yes.
Are we? Okay.
Before, yeah, this, I knew this is where this. I can already read you like a book.
Why I had this argument Saturday.
Oh, really?
With some of my neighbors.
Well,
I know what you're going to say.
Well, just let me throw it out there.
All right.
Okay. So we have a guy.
Here we go.
Who has had injury issues pretty consistently over the last half decade.
The Jalen people, I understand them now.
Has a wrist thing that bothers him so much he's getting a blood transfusion to help heal it.
Hell yeah.
Do we really need him playing ultra competitive baseball at the beginning of March before a season where who knows how many years of our elder statesman Phillies are going to be highly productive?
Wait till we get Braggy.
I don't know. I just...
It's going to get him off to a good start.
He's going to be locked in earlier this year.
Yep, he's going to be locked in early.
Listen, I understand.
Watch the video of Edwin Diaz,
yes, I know.
Tearing his knee apart.
I know.
Oh, God. Listen, seriously, Spike.
I'm just saying.
Why don't they all send? I just cancel the World Baseball Classic.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe if you're 23 or something, but not when you're having blood transfusions to have your wrist feel better. I am just saying.
He's playing first base.
Are we sure? But,
here we go.
Well, all he did was play first base last year.
Like slander of the first base position.
I just
not always, slander.
It's
I'm
always just, he's just standing at first base. I tried to tell you his back's hurting because he's gonna bend over a little bit. Wow.
I just know when there was another often injured Philadelphia star who represented the United States in the Olympics.
You're
just as mopey as him.
And at least that was the Olympics, not some made-up tournament.
Oh, the World Cup was made up at one point.
The World Cup is probably the biggest sporting event in the world.
And who's to say the World Baseball Classic isn't next?
Well, I'm going to tell you it's not next. And I just know when Joel Embiid played for the Olympics for America.
And everyone loved it.
There were plenty of people who said his number one thing should be rehabbing and playing for the Sixers. And I'm just asking the question. Should Bryce Harper's number one thing be making sure that he is physically in the best possible physical condition? And there's a reason they have spring training before they play important baseball, is to get your body in condition to play important baseball. In this, he's going to be putting high impact stress on his body very early in spring training. So I just wanted to ask the question, are we sure we want Bryce playing in the World Baseball Classic?
Well, I tell you, the neighbors didn't bring up the Embiid angle. That's a good angle.
Well, come on. I'm always
he's been sitting on that for a week.
That's a good angle.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was ready to defend this against that.
Yeah,
I don't really have a defense for that.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But I can't even say the injury history because Bryce has an injury history well. So
he does.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
So what do we think?
Well, he's not 7'2", 270 pounds.
That's a good point.
It's not as – Joel Embiid had to do, I think, more athletic stuff than what Bryce has to do.
Sure.
Right? And so I'm not telling you that Bryce couldn't get hurt. I just look at what the benefits could be, and I'm saying to myself, this gets Bryce locked in earlier, and maybe he gets off to a faster start than a slow start. And maybe that helps him out. That's sort of the way I'm looking at it with Bryce in this situation.
I'm actually looking at it different.
No, I'm surprised.
Because now that I think about it.
Here we go.
I think that Bryce looks at this as a marketing vehicle for Bryce.
Yeah.
And Bryce wants to have the American flag on him. And Bryce wants to have some big moment where he's doing something for the country.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with that?
Well, because all Bryce cares about is marketing Bryce. That's what Bryce cares about. Bryce cares about marketing Bryce. And that's all. I wonder if he is doing this to be locked in, or if I wonder if he's doing this as a marketing vehicle for himself.
Yeah, he gets put on the Stars and Stripes. That's not special. He's going to have a moment in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah. You know he's going to have a moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like to have a moment in the playoffs.
Yeah, he usually does.
Yeah, after Kyle Schwarber didn't already hit two home runs or something.
Opposite field double. Okay. Game three.
Already up 6-0 or something.
Everyone's talking about it.
No one's talking about it.
Not one person?
You think it's fine?
Well, again, I just think it's cool he's playing. So, I understand the head being like, this is dumb. Why is he playing?
Yes.
It's a pointless tournament that no one really cares about yet.
Yeah.
But my heart says I think it's awesome. Like, I can't wait to see him play in the World Baseball Classic. I think that team's going to be sick, and we got to take down Japan.
When does it
better not get injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he gets injured, it's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, I don't head into things thinking about injury.
I agree, and I'm normally with you on that.
You like that?
All I'm saying is that one thing that got Joel crushed, even those who was okay with him playing in the Olympics like I was.
Yeah.
When you're not ready to play at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
And the season turns out the way that it did, that just made people even angrier about his decision to play in the Olympics.
Yeah, I think it's less about him hurting himself specifically and more about if it's 3 weeks into the season and he's like, the wrist isn't quite right.
Right.
I got to take off a couple weeks. I don't know. I don't know. I was, you know, I can do my Bryce cares about Bryce, you know, sort of stuff. But I think it is, given when the World Baseball Classic is,
yeah,
the fact that they – it almost makes more sense to have it in the middle of the season and have baseball shut down for a week or something,
yeah,
and do it then as opposed to doing it right at the beginning of spring training when the guys are just not in shape
yet. Yeah, the pitchers are cold.
But it could, yeah, cancel the All-Star game.
They could?
Yeah.
I mean, the years that they want to do the World Baseball,
yeah,
Classic.
Yeah,
and just do the,
awesome,
World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
It would, it's be essentially then, an All-Star game anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But then if they got hurt during that and teams in a pennant race, you know, that there's really no great time to do it.
No.
Unless you want to do it after the year.
Yeah, after the World Series. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
nobody will play anymore.
Yeah, right.
No one wants to.
So there's something else here, though, Jack. Get, yeah, to the next thing.
Yeah, this is
get to the most important part.
Get to the next thing.
This is exciting as well.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Well,
more merch?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I don't read the same way you guys do, clearly. Because I saw him.
What do we see? What do we see?
Well, I saw. He's locked in. He's,
okay,
in the cages already.
Okay,
like,
that's
that.
Great. That's great.
And he's wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
That said, "Not Elite."
Oh.
And I tell you what, I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I do.
Why
I
do you love it?
Buzz, that's what a 10-inch drop should have came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hardest would have ever touched.
Yep. On one of those.
Oh, yep. One of those. Yep.
I loved it. I loved it. I like that he's taking it personally. I like that he's hopefully using it as motivation. And I can't wait for a nice little 27 home run, 280 season from Brycey.
No. Nah.
You guys don't like it?
No.
No, I think it's lame.
27 home runs.
I was just kidding.
I'm hoping what?
Hoping for 30 plus.
That just proves Dombrowski's point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you want Bryce to do? Just say, like, I agree? Like,
I just thought this was over. I thought it was over.
And
let it go.
So let me tell you a conversation I had with Fritzy.
Okay.
Okay.
That I'm a little concerned with.
Okay.
Just a little bit. He's consumed with this.
Yes.
And it's not a motivating thing. He's irritated by it.
Right.
So,
yes,
I wonder if this changes his personality this year. Does he feel slighted by the organization, particularly Dave Dombrowski, for doing this? What's his mood going to be like all year?
Right.
So I'm wondering if he is offended by the idea that he somehow needed to be pushed and prodded to play better or work hard. It's almost saying as if he took shortcuts or he didn't work as hard. Right? When someone says, you know,
if they're doing it to try to motivate
him. Yeah, if they're doing it to try to motivate him, it's like, what do you mean? He's not already motivated?
Yeah.
You know, great players are usually self-motivators. Now, the production wasn't there, but that's different than saying he hasn't been motivated and he's just resting on his laurels. I think he got offended by that. And I wonder if he carries that as baggage on top of the non-extension that he's been looking for. And somehow this puts a cloud over them.
Well, and does it somehow turn into either him or me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and there's a distraction there.
Yeah, which I don't think – that's a pretty big leap to make. I just
– Well, the fact that you went and got a T-shirt that says Not Elite and posted it means he wants everybody talking about this in some fashion.
Well, and let's take a step back. This means Bryce has to tell somebody, make me a T-shirt that says Not Elite on it so I can wear it when a picture is taken of me.
Video.
A video is taken of me
in
the batting cages so everyone can see that,
yeah,
I've done it. Like, and you talked about his mood. It's not like his mood during the year was aces last year.
I know.
You know? I just go out and play great and have a good playoffs.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's really what it boils down to.
Just go out and play great and have a good playoffs. Can we not get wrapped up in this thing that Dombrowski said it, Dombrowski publicly apologized for it,
yep.
Said that he reached out to Bryce separately for it.
Yep.
I don't want to hear about your contract. I don't want to hear about whether you're elite or not. I just want you to go out and be the player that everyone expects you to be and for you and the player that you say that you still are. That's it. And I want you to do it in the playoffs too. And I don't want some crybaby thing if they let JT Realmuto walk. I don't want some crybaby thing that Kyle Schwarber is making more money average per year than you are. Like, you signed the 13-year deal. You've been injured every single year. You didn't come through in the playoffs last year. The team has been disappointing in the playoffs for two consecutive years. Go out and do it. Like, your t-shirts in December do not matter. And if you have a problem with Dombrowski, I just want to let it go. I want everybody to let it go and go and produce. That's all.
I forgot about it because I'm so locked in on the Eagles season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when the video came, when that picture was there, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. The whole not elite thing.
Like, who does he call? Does he ask his wife, can you call the t-shirt guy and make a not elite t-shirt for me?
Well, you can call Under Armour. Yeah. They probably made
yes.
it for him.
Well,
I think he's a Fanatics athlete.
Oh, well, there you go.
He?
Yeah.
Called up Michael Rubin.
Called up Michael Rubin?
Yeah.
Called up Rubsy.
I'm surprised it wasn't misspelled.
So I want, yeah,
or the wrong size?
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, oh, that's wrong. Wow. I'm a Fanatics customer.
Well, man. Yeah, we all are. We're all Fanatics customers.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And this is really to refresh my memory. Are we the first people that he speaks to?
Well,
he'll probably talk to beat writers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't realize, like, does he speak? So I'm wondering, does he bring it up then?
Right.
Well, they're going to ask about it.
Well, my whole thing is, does he bring it up in a sarcastic way? Like, yeah, I heard I'm not elite, or some people around here think that I'm not elite. Or I'm just wondering how he addresses it when it's brought up to him.
I think the Phillies reporters are good at asking questions, generally. So I think someone will say, this will get there. For, you know, Matt Gelb talked to him about it because he reached out to Matt Gelb, or his agent reached out to Matt Gelb, whatever.
Bad idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Bad idea by Bryce.
No offense to Matt Gelb. Yeah. That was, you know, you're the one that got it,
yes.
Whatever. Somebody will ask him about this. And the right thing for him to do is to downplay it. That would be my opinion, is the right thing to do is to downplay it.
Yes.
At that point. We're 5 months after. It makes you look small at that point. But it will be an interesting thing to talk to him about.
Yep.
I do want to know what his offseason plan was like this year compared to other years, if it was different. He seems like a guy that is obsessed with taking care of himself physically, which must make him more frustrated that his body isn't doing what it wants, what he wants it to do.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Ben in Havertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What's up, Ben?
What up, Ben?
Quick question for you on Bryce Harper. First of all, wearing the shirt was just childish. I mean, he's supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to be the guy that we all lean on. And quite honestly, he didn't have an elite year last year, and I can't remember a significant hit that he had after the All-Star game. So I
the
really
Dodgers game to give them a lead late, but everyone was sleeping.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
the night they won the NL East.
On this baseball, world baseball thing, I forget. I think the Phillies pay his contract still, and he has an obligation to be. I think he has an obligation to be part of the team. Spring training is not necessarily the most important thing anymore, but it still builds team chemistry. And I don't think I'm not a big fan of the baseball cup or whatever they call it.
World Baseball Classic.
I wonder.
Yeah. I know, Spike, you made not to cut you off, and I'll let you finish your point. Spike, you made a great point about the whole marketing aspect of it, and it is a platform for him to do that, and we know that is a part of him, his branding. But I also wonder, it's 2.5 weeks he can get away from the Phillies.
That's it. And you think that's a...
Well, I just wonder what his feeling is about all of this.
Yeah.
Is he happy or is he not happy?
About the Phillies in general.
About the situation in general,
Well, there's no way. If they let JT Realmuto go, there's no way he's going to be happy about it. He's obviously not happy about the extension thing. And I think if you put him on a lie detector test, he probably respects Kyle Schwarber quite a bit. But he's probably not thrilled that the big contract now is, even though Bryce still has more years and more money left than Kyle Schwarber has, but that the big contract they handed out, that they paid Kyle Schwarber before they gave him more money. That would be my guess. As far as getting away from the team, I don't know. I just know this. I'm not here to count anyone else's money. Bryce Harper is allowed to make as much money as he possibly can. Mm-hmm. Every professional athlete is. That they are the best in the world at what they do. They're allowed to make all that money. But at a certain point, like, he's made a ton of money. Your marketing angle at this point just shouldn't, to me, should not be your number one thing. And you're
marketing guy.
And you're, but enough. Like, enough. You've marketed. He's been a marketing guy his whole career, but he's 32 years old and he hasn't won a World Series. Like, the best marketing would be
winning
to win a World Series. That is what, you know, everybody knows who he is. There's no baseball fan who doesn't know Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is one of the most famous baseball players there is. And I just, to an extent, you got the biggest contract ever handed out when you got it. You still have 6 years left on your deal. You have plenty of money. I don't care. The fact that he is wrapped up about an extension or wrapped up about marketing, to me, is the wrong thing to be wrapped up about at this point, especially if we know about it. Privately is one thing, but publicly is another thing. And I see the World Baseball Classic as an attempt for him to market himself. And he's obviously upset about the extension thing, because otherwise I think the elite thing would probably go away. To me, the elite thing, when Dombrowski said it, was a message to him and his agent about a contract, and his pushback is about a contract to me.
Yep.
So,
yeah, exactly. My one Eagle point yesterday.
Yes.
I think the most disappointing part of the game was watching Buffalo come up with a hook and ladder, get a key first down, and we didn't make any adjustments in the whole second half. And nothing was done to make the offense more creative or adjust to the weather or adjust to what was done. And it's so frustrating to watch that.
That's fair point on all that.
Thank you for the call, Ben. I go back. I think this is the first time that it was based on what.
Beat the crab in the house.
There he is. Everyone's favorite. There he is.
That's right.
There he is.
Half off. That's right.
I think Sirianni's comments after the game about him needing to go and make himself more involved in the offense during the game if he needs to was the first time that I said to myself, maybe their play calling thing is a mess. And I think the offensive line thing is a real thing. If your offensive line isn't functioning properly, you can't run the football, it makes everything else harder with the Eagles, because we all know the Eagles aren't going to be a pass-first football team. It's not how it's going to work. The offensive line wasn't playing well in the second half. And as Donovan mentioned, maybe they didn't even play that well in the first half. I don't know. But hearing Sirianni talk about that and seeing the way that they have gone from, you know, I think there were only two or three times that I saw Jalen in empty yesterday, and both times he audibled to have Saquon back. He audibled out of it and had Saquon back with him. Mm-hmm. But the under center play action, we got it and then it was gone. They had such success with spread and five out last week, and I think we hardly saw it. And then you hear Sirianni talking about, well, I need to go talk to Kevin Petrullo more. And I just think to myself, I defended that for a while, saying that it was the play of the players, that it was the limitations of Jalen, that it was the offensive line not playing well. I think all those things are true. But hearing Sirianni after the game yesterday was the first time that I thought to myself, maybe they are a mess.
Yeah. You know what's ironic about what you just said? The first play of the game was the play-action pass.
Yes, yes, it was. It was.
First play of the game.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know how open Jahan Dotson was, but I was actually shocked when I saw that.
That they did it right
and
away.
I don't think they did it again the rest of the
no,
game.
No, no. I just it doesn't seem like I can't tell if their lack of a coherent, principled offense as to what they do. Mm-hmm. Like, we talk about the 40, you watch the 49ers, you know what they do on offense. You watch the Rams, you know what they do on offense, right? You watch the Eagles, and you don't really know what they do. And I can't tell if it's because the things that they do well, they're not able to execute and do well, so they're searching, right? So they're reaching for this and reaching for that and reaching for this and seeing what works that particular game. Or if it's the other way, if the reason that they do not have a coherent way of doing it is because they don't stick to anything and they don't really have a coherent sense of what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's just the first time that I've ever questioned that. And I know people have questioned that earlier, and I poo-pooed it, but now I'm at the point where I'm questioning it now.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, the answers after the game sort of leave you with no other choice but to question, like, what are they doing? Yeah, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, is Kevin Petrullo calling the plays or isn't he calling the plays? What what are you busy with, Nick, that you can't talk to Kevin Petrullo? You're an offensive head coach. You're busy doing arm bars with Petrullo. How about, I have an idea, after you do the arm bar, have a little download session with the guy where you guys talk about what plays you're going to call. What are you doing? Aside from talking to Kevin Petrullo, for Christ's sake. Honestly, I know.
Yeah. Well, it's always been his thing. He's able to manage the game better when he's not calling the plays.
Okay, whatever. All right. Coming up next, we have Jack's Top 5 at 5.
10 spike segment.
Yeah.
He's upset.
Anyone else you need to take down?
Well, that started off with the Bryce thing.
The Bryce thing. You get a little testy about Bryce.
I do.
I know. Well, because it's the Embiid thing with him. It's like Embiid and Bryce.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just want the best for both of them.
Yeah, no, you want to
And
keep
you
that
saw
same.
I've turned on Embiid.
No, you don't.
I've turned on Embiid.
You want to keep that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
That is what you want.
Well, I do want to keep that same energy.
I know you do.
But I think people do keep that energy with Bryce now, to be honest with you.
People hate Bryce now.
Oh, there
I hope
everyone, you successfully turned everybody against him.
I hope everyone's happy.
Except for me and Fritz over here.
Yeah, I hope everyone's happy.
Two lap dogs.
Yeah. I'm going to get my own shirt.
215-592-9494.
I definitely want one.
I want one too.
We should all wear not elite shirts.
No, you can't wear one.
You can wear the rivalry pack.
I'll wear the rivalry pack. You guys were not elite.
And you did say privately over the weekend.
Well, here it is. What did I say privately over the weekend?
You would get a not elite tattoo if he won MVP this year.
I did. I will. I said I'd get a Bryce tattoo.
Yeah, on your lower back, you said too.
No, you said on my lower back. If Bryce wins MVP, I will get a Bryce-related tattoo.
You say Bryce is my daddy.
Wow.
Yes. Not elite, 3-something. I'm not getting his face.
No. Who would ever do that?
I don't want anybody's face tattooed on me except for my dog.
Yeah, that's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Whoever said it on the radio, they would do that.
And then do it.
And then do it.
All right, 215-592-9494. The top 5 and 5 is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, here's why I love Emmons. Everything they install is made right here in the U.S. of A. They have Owens Corning shingles from Jersey. How about the CertainTeed siding from right outside of Philly? And then you got the Provia windows and doors handcrafted by the Amish in Ohio and all custom for your home. From Philly to the shore, homeowners trust Emmons because they show up, do the job right, and stand behind their work. You need something done inside the house? Guess what? Emmons Remodeling is the real deal for kitchens, baths, and basements. Plus, they do free estimates, free computer design, and they build it to your budget at a great price. Visit callemmons.com today and tell them Ike sent you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations,
Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.